Sunday, 27th of December, Asor Batavis, Rabbi Pinchas Roberts, Divrei Ne'ilah. Subject is kidnapping.
Do a sort of a Tavis is the day when the siege that Nebuchadnezzar began on Yerushalayim HaKadosh in the time of Hizkiyahu HaMelech. And the siege ultimately led to the Churban 3 years later. There was an earlier siege, about 100 and 120 years earlier, of Yerushalayim, in which the perpetrator then was Sancherib, in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And that siege ended differently. That was over in a moment. The whole of Sancherib's army was wiped out overnight. In Esgod, thousands of soldiers just died, and his army was wiped out. That didn't happen when Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. And after Tzadik Dalet on the base in Sanhedrin, the Gemara quotes, "V'hoyer b'yom ahu yosir sivloi me'al shichnoch, v'uloi me'al tzavorech, v'choyvel oil mipnei shemen." In connection with the first siege of Sancherib, which ended in the Ness, the pasuk says, Yeshaya quotes, "V'choyvel oil mitnei shemen." Omer Rav Yitzchok, "Choyvel oil shel Sancherib mitnei shamnoi shel Chizkiyahu." The shemen of Chizkiyahu, so to speak, helped to remove the oil of Sancherib. What did Chizkiyahu do? No atzcherev al pesach bezamedrash. V'ama kol mi sheino oisik v'toyre yidokir v'cherev. Vodku midon v'ad be'er sheva v'loimotsu amoretz migivas v'ad antifres v'loimotsu tinek v'tinoikis ish v'isho shloho yibikim be'iruchus tumu v'tar. Is the shemen of Chizkiyahu got rid of the oil of Sancherib. What Chazal are telling us is that the reason why Klal Yisrael was zeicher to the Nech Godel at the time of Chizkiyahu when Sancherib laid, because the oil, the shemen of Chizkiyahu was marvet toirer in Klal Yisrael to a tremendous extent. The most intricate of dinim, that's chus ha-toyre of Chizkiyahu in Klal Yisrael, enabled Klal Yisrael to be zeichel to less vis-a-vis Sancherib. When it came 120 years later, when the Nebuchadnezzar laid siege in Shalayim in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael didn't have that chus. Al mo'av da'oretz, al ozlom is tirosi shvibochu vateira tchila. Tchila was no longer choshev in Klal Yisrael. There you have the difference. That first churban ended in, the first siege ended in an Anesh Gobel, b'schus the limud ha-Torah of Chizkiyahu, the ribui ha-Torah in Klal Yisrael. And at the time of Nuhun HaNetzer, the time of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, of Oslam as Tirosi, as Oslam as Tirosi, then we haven't got that koyach to be able to menatzeach the Oyev and Sancherev's Nebuchadnezzar's siege of Klal Yisrael, unfortunately ended in the Churban HaBayis. And mele, if on Asor of Atavis, we so to speak are misavel on the fact that the siege started and we didn't have the Torah of the Schus of Klal Yisrael to be menatzeach, and mezena, for cholapach of 20 minutes, half an hour, should be oisik a little bit in Avotzes HaTorah, who knows if that schus won't help us in Asor of Atavis, this manenu onu. Especially as the Chassam Sofer writes, Soyd Hashem Lireya, the Chassam Sofer writes in Parshas Vayikra, Teres Moshe, that on Asor of Atavis it is decided in Shemayim as to whether the Geula will come in this year or not. Asor of Atavis is the day when that decision is made. Decision of Chassam Sofer. It doesn't bring any Makoy, there's a Soyd Hashem Lireya, the Chassam Sofer. Was this right? Asor of Atavis is the day when it's decided as to whether the Geula will come or whether the Golus will continue. May there every little bit of Torah that we can be moisif. Now, Asor of Atavis might swing the verdict in our favor to the Geula Beis Hashem Yisbarach. I want to talk about a pasuk that we read yesterday in Torah. And Yosef HaTzadik sent away his brothers with the news that he's alive, go to back to Yankee Avinu. He told them, "Vayomer aleihem al tirgzu b'adorech, al tirgzu b'adorech." Chazal in Masechet Tainis, Kiyadua, say that al tirgzu b'adorech means al tisasku b'dvar alochem. Don't get involved on your way home. Don't get involved in a dvar alochem. Because if you get involved in a dvar alocha, you won't realize where you're going, you'll go off the path, you'll go, you lose your way, you can have trouble. You've got to know where you're going, you've got to watch, you've got to take care. And if you're mafalpul in learning, you forget where you are. So the Gemara in Tanya's, that doesn't mean say you don't learn. Shtetach mafurish of a lechtach or a derech. As a shoulder of a person goes on the journey and all he does is read the times, they'll take after kapot. I'd rather give this, you've got to take a sefer with you. And if you can't learn, take chotcha tehillah with you. That was then. There's a difference between learning and asik b'toira. Learning means superficial learning, learn toira. Of altis asku b'dvar alocha. This is yigir, this is anelis, this is kushis b'tzerutzim. That you're not necessarily mechuyev to do, and therefore he advised them, don't do it. Then, but don't be involved in halacha, in difficulties and intricacies of halacha, you may lose your way. But he didn't just say, don't be misasik in Torah. He said, I'll just ask you the dvar halacha. Dvar halacha, which halacha? Which halacha? Any particular halacha? So I once saw, and I want to spend a few minutes that we have talking about that. I once saw from the Reisha Rav Zichron Levracha, Rav Aharon Levine, who was the Einikel of the Beis Yitzchak, Einikel of the Lemberger Rav. Rav Aharon Levine has an interesting suggestion to make. He says that what surely was uppermost in their minds at that time was one particular Dvar Halach. And Yosef was afraid that they get so involved and bogged down in this halacha that they might lose the way. What's the dvar halacha? The Reish Rav, the dvar halacha is a pasuk in Mishpatim and a pasuk in Yitzchak. Same pasuk. The goyinev ishim luchay v'nimtze v'yadei mois yumas. If you kidnap somebody and you sell that person, Gonav u'mocher of a human being, it carries with it a penalty of death. What is human? A posuk. It's a posuk in Mishpotim, a posuk in Kiseisim. So the Raisha Rav, l'chu'ura, once it's true that when they did it initially, they took him and they sold him Gehenna, Gehenna, their intentions were certain, l'shem Shemayim, some sahalocha. They had in mind that whatever the unfortunate, he was a roidev, he's a moirid v'malchus, he deserves to be put to death, he's going to cause clavius of terrible sorrows. So they came and they made a bezdin and they uncovered even the rabbis from their psak. They're passing that this person has to be done away with. And now, once Yosef said, I'm new Yosef, they realized retrospectively that everything was a mistake. It was a terrible choice. They completely and utterly misjudged Yosef. He wasn't after Melucha. He wasn't a dangerous person for Kesas Al-Sminashemayim. They realized in one moment, they realized the whole life, so to speak, collapsed. The whole judgment was erroneous. They made a mistake. Good. At the time, they meant well. Aval HaMaisa now, retrospectively, they see. What have they done? They've taken their brother, they kidnapped their brother, they sold their brother, Gono Umocha, their brother! Gono Umocha? Stricken the Torah Moshiach. In other words, they seemingly committed an Avera which carried with it a penalty of death. Alright, they won't be put to death for that. Because it wasn't their intention, they certainly didn't intend at the time. Oh, my glory, Muslim, afraid that that is what took place. It was gone over Mocha, for which the Torah says it's the most serious of somebody she was. What's the talking about? Says, Shalom, I'm sure, he said, that when Yosef told him, I'll just ask you, Gidvar Alocha, I'm sure this is going to occupy your mind. Not while she's churning. Think about it later. No, he said the Shaila, all right, that was his instructions. You have to think a little bit. Was it Taka something which comes under the category of Gona V'mocha Moshimos? Did they do that, which the Torah says is completely forbidden with Achia Misa? Were they Taka involved in that? They haven't discussed it. But we in the Golden Spring Grace of Menish, we're not traveling. Come on, Yetzach, we haven't started on the Tvachalot. Ki Yodua, in the Piyot in Yom Kippur, there is in the Asore Arugi Malkus, the Goyim took Gedoy the Yisrael and read them the riot act of this particular apostle. And he said to the guy, "Nivishum ocharav and imtzvi yodoi. Veichem ocharav seicha ever seem es chicha." Stage. Your bubbles and your zaders, they did that. So you have to pay the penalty. But the goyim getainet. Does the stamina lila shekin? Because whatever happened, Even if the obvious the shift had come, we're guilty of all sorts of satanic with the generations later on. Well, you some bottom and obvious the generations later have got a penalty, got to die because something was out to say, they don't have to fill it, they didn't make it. So this was an arena shot. It was all looking for some pretext. That's it. Avala Maisa, was there a gonav umocha which carries with it a mishu was? Yeah, the mishu. And I came across a medrash in Vayeshev. A medrash in Vayeshev stated as well. Haboy reik, ein boy mai. So the Chazal say in the medrash, ma ein boy mai means ein boy toira. Because toira is nimchul le mai. If it says haboy reik, ein boy mai, that means in what they were doing was something which was aimed by Torah. It doesn't agree with what the Torah says. Why? Ksiv, says the Medrash, ki yemotze ish goynev nevish mochim, va'atem moichin emasachicha. Yes. Salos na Medrash. Das ist nicht knallive Schopf von Goy. Das ist la Abdu, la Medrash, la Chazal. says what they were doing did not conform to the Torah, to the Mayim of Torah, because the Pasuk says, "Ki imotze ish goyin ev nefesh miachiv va'atem moichin esachicha." Eishes Rabbi Chazal seems to be that they were in fact accused of doing that with the Torah of Tomstam. Shiftei Koh, the Astim of Klal Yisrael. Can he sign? Why can he sign? Why isn't it contravening that which the Torah says you mustn't do? Is I found that the Alshich, no less a person than the Alshich HaKodesh, asked the question. The Alshich is also in Parshas Vayeshev. And the Alshich asks, why in fact were they not guilty? Not originally, because originally they thought that what they were doing is 100% of the halacha. But retrospectively, when they found that they'd made a mistake, why in fact have they not contravened that which the Torah says, Mechira Gideva Adam, which is a chit misa? So it's the Alshich HaKodesh. He thinks that the reason why in fact they'd not contravened the halacha is based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin Peivov. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Peivov says the following. The Pasuk writes, the goinevish mechorev the nimtza biyodoi, the nimtza biyodoi, which means that as a result of kidnapping that person now comes into your sort of control. The nimtza biyodoi, now you've got control of it. Says the Gemara liveute, to exclude a case where you kidnap your son and sell him. There's no din of gomav or mochar moisumos on kidnapping and selling your child. Because your child is always under your control. It's not v'nimtza v'yodoi. You don't need the gneivah to make him under your control. Your child is automatically under your control. So we're talking about a stranger where as a result of kidnapping, then it becomes v'nimtza v'yodoi. Now you've got him. Aber ben, was the side beside ben? You're under your control. Saisish can be nimtza biyod. So gomav mocha benoi is not chiyav misa gomav mocha. They state in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Rambam paskin to say. So the Alshir, lav dachke benoi, hu adin ochiv. It's an Alshir. He says it as if the Gemara said it, but the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says benoi. The Gemara does not say ochiv. Achiv is the same thing. So if a person steals or kidnaps a brother and sells him, in the same way there's no chiyah by benoi, who are then there's no chiyah by achiv. And they kidnap achiv. Achiv is talking to him. And he adds, it's merumas in the pasuk, because they said, luchu nimkru yishmeilim yodeinu altiboy ki achilu b'sareinu hu. It's Ochino b'sareinu. They were not guilty of anything. Ochino, a brother. Have a brother, they talk it in for God of Allah. So he didn't answer. Well, the Gemara doesn't say that. So, you look in the Rambam. Rambam talks about these halachas in Hilchos Geneva. In Perek Tes, in Hilchos Geneva, the Rambam says the following. Hagoinev is benoi, oi es ochiv, hakot. So the Rambam does add something which is not in the Gemara, which is a chiddush. Because usually when the Rambam says something, it's usually to be found in the Gemara. Moshe Tzachiv. But the Rambam does say Achiv. But the Rambam qualifies Achiv. Says means Achiv HaKotten. Achiv HaKotten, one can understand that. Because HaKotten, a brother, is a small, plain kid. He's entirely sort of within the control of the family. So the same way you can't say of a ben, the limits of the other. He's always there, the other, automatically. Likewise, Ochivakot. So you've got control of him. You've got a little brother running around. You've got control. You don't need to kidnap him to get control of him. That's a far cry from Yosef, who's Ben Yud Zion, who's 17 years old, 17 years old, you haven't got control of a 17-year-old. Nowadays, I think it's not. But even then, also, you had a bit more control of parents over children. Of a 17-year-old lad, you can't say that a 17-year-old person is nimtza v'yodu, we've got control of him. We've got control of a 17-year-old girl. So the rabbi said, okay, a cotton. A cotton is automatically the bottom bosom of the household. But 17 years old, Yosef was controlled by his brothers, and I think it up. Fakeda, the Raman specially stressed Ochiva Kodden is a similar Ochiva Godel Nisht. There is no Gemara. The Raman Mefurish, the only Ochiva Kodden, Ochiva Godel, you'd be high as gone of the mother, because he's not under your control. And if you kidnap him, you make with the kidnapping the name to the other. And you should take a bichah. Because someone wants to say, that although the Rambam says Ochiva Kodden, not a godel, but we're talking about in times of Medrash, there's a famous Medrash Rabbah, the beginning of Chayesorah, which says then that until the age of 20, by Chayesorah says Bas Meirki, Bas Hashem, until the age of 20, they weren't considered Bas Oinshin. The Oinshin only started then at the age of 20. So as long as he's under 20, he's not an Oinshin. So in other words, he's like a cotton. He's like a cotton as far as ancient is concerned. But as far as control, physical control is concerned, he's a grown fellow at 70. So that's not going to help you, that Medrash. Interestingly enough, the Besitzchok, the Zayde, the Lembe Gerov himself, wants to suggest when the Rambam says, Ochiva cotton, he means, doesn't mean necessarily a cotton in age, but he means somebody who's younger than the other brothers. Like Binyamin, if you remember, when Binyamin was brought, he used to say to the brothers, this is Achichem HaKotten. But he wasn't under Bar Mitzvah, he was 25, 26 at least at that time. So why does Yosef refer to him as Achichem HaKotten? Achichem HaKotten is the younger of the brothers. So when the Rambam says he kidnapped Achichem HaKotten, he means somebody who's younger. Well, that may well be. But it's got nothing to do with the nymphs of the other, even if it's a younger brother. Oh, he's still not under the control of the family. And therefore you only get control over him by kidnapping him. Hey, well, sir, it is with him to the other. The kidnapping gives you control. He might be the younger brother, but if he's a younger brother who lives his own life and he's not under the control of the parents, he's just given him to the other. When you kidnap him, you make him into the nymph to the other. Wasn't stopping him from one of a mother, of a brother, 17 years old, who you got no control over before. Kidnapping gave it your control. When him to the other, should be happy. The Al-Sheikh makes a second contribution, second suggestion. And this is possibly a little bit more reliable, more valid China. Rambam writes in Hilchos Gneiva, Einu chayev misa at she yignoiv es Yisrael v'yachnisenu l'rishusoy. V'yachnisenu l'rishusoy. And l'achnisenu l'rishusoy means you take him into your rishus. Now, the idea of this is when anybody steals something and he's called a ganav, he's only called the ganav, he called and makes a meiser geneva. A meiser geneva. A meiser geneva, those all learned, you know, meiser geneva, you have to make mishicho, you have to make hagbor. There has to be some meiser that kin you on somebody else's object, which is called a meiser geneva, then you become a ganav. Mele, likewise, the din of gonav or mocha by a human being, if you've called a ganav, you have to make some sort of meiser kinyan. Something which would look at Tzuras HaKinyan, that's called Av Gneiva. Therefore the Rambam says, Achshi Yachnisen L'Rishusot, Medafes Hadbor, Medafes Meshicha, Epes Dafetomidimesh. Otherwise, where's the Gneiva? Just by wanting him, just by sort of tying up with strings, doesn't it? You have to do some sort of Meiser HaKinyan, which would be considered a Meiser Gneiva. Therefore the Rambam says, Ein Chai Misa, Ach Yignoi Res Yisrael, V'yachnisen L'Rishusot. Tanya the Al-Sheikh, we don't find anywhere that they took Yosef und wir machen nicht den Schuss um, wir tun bei einer der Wille, wir machen den Schuss um. Und ich kann machen den Schuss um, und ich kann Meister Gnebe. Ich kann Meister Gnebe, heißt nicht, ich kann Gnebe. Das ist auf Jalsch. Well, it's not a bad try, aber one can perhaps dispute that too. Steht doch im Pasuk, that when they took him to sell him, they drew him out of the well. They pulled him out of the well in order to sell him. They put him first in a boil, and they pulled him out of the boil. Well, you know, if you pull something out of a boil, this is a nice Mashiach, this is a nice hard boy. It's garnished. So you can become a Meister Hagbor, a Meister Mashiach, by pulling somebody out a few feet, or more than a few feet, with the armors. You can pull him out, you have to pull him out. There's Einlich Hagbor, Gedeide Mizu. So it could well be that that itself would be Achmiseller Rishusa. You're making a Meister Hagbor, which you want to, but the Gan of Achavus, this is a Meister Kenyan. It's a Meister Hagbor, a Meister Hagbor, have we gemacht a Meister Hagbor? That will depend a little bit on who it was that drew him out of the boy. Rashi says it was the brothers who drew him out of the boy. The Rashbam says it was the Midyonim who drew him out of the boy. And it was the Midyonim who drew him out of the boy. I said, they believe I'm going to Jimach, they haven't Jimach in that boy. I'm back to a problem. Why does that not qualify for Ad Yachni Semel Lishusoi? Gone up, Yachni Semel Lishusoi. Umaga, I'm no issue. There is, however, interestingly enough, another condition which the Rambam lays down, which the Alshich does not refer to, and it's a fella. The Alshich is looking for Domach Aschus for the Brider. As I tell her, that says, oh, he can tell us after this. It's not sure. Alshich, I come. The Rambam says the following. Yachni Senel Shusoi, Vishtamish Boy. Vishtamish Boy. You've got to make some use of it. In other words, you take him into your shoes, you ask him to do something for you, a shimush. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, as the clerk of the shimush has to be a shavapruta, of a shishtamish boy. Where does the Rambam get it from? Because the Pasuk says so. It says, vihisamer boy umchoroi. What's a vihisamer boy? Vihisamer boy means you put it to some use. Once it's in your captivity under you, you use it for something, some shimush. And that's an important night, because it's mentioned in the Pasuk. Not in Mishpatim, but it's mentioned in Kiseitse. The same din of Gona Lamach is mentioned in Kiseitse. And in Kiseitse, the Torah says, V'is Amir Boy. In Mishpatim, it doesn't say V'is Amir Boy. And I'd like to suggest, you know, in the Piyutim, when the Goyim came to the Gdoli Surin at the time, they said the Pasuk in Mishpatim. They didn't say the Pasuk in Kiseitse. While in Mishpatim state, it's going to be Zamer boy. I'm going to be in time, it's going to be Zamer. There was no Zamer. So they conveniently forgot about the Pasuk in Kiseitse. We state it's Zamer boy. They only mentioned the Pasuk in Mishpatim, which state, it's going to be Zamer boy. Ah, if you forget about me, Zamer boy, or the time is going to be Zamer boy. Or the Shaita say. The Mai said, we don't forget Pesukim. We don't turn a blind eye to Pesukim. So one is mashlim the other, Mishpatim Kiseitse, Beda Zatim, there's Moises. But if the Pasuk in Kiseitse is Vishamish, Vishamish, then it has to be Vishamish. And we don't find anywhere that the brothers used Yosef for any shimish whatsoever. They took him, boiled, sold him, they made no use of him whatsoever. And if they didn't make any use of him whatsoever, then there was no Vishamir boy. No, it's Amavoy, then it doesn't qualify or come under the heading of Gomor Mochamish. And that is the Pashtus Teretz on the cash. The problem is, the Medrash. The Medrash, if you said at the beginning, Ein boi mayim, Ein boi mayim. So the Medrash says that what they did, there was no mayim shotoina, because they took a brother and they sold him. Mazudos, Tonus Tonus Azakba. This is in Medrash, this is in Ish, the Goyim, this is in Chazal. And the Medrash, Pashas and Chazal, need to say that they were being criticized for Gomor Amocha. According to what we're saying now, there's no Gomor Amocha, there's no Vizamimba. And if there's no Vizamimba, there's no Gomor Amocha. So what's supposed to put it? Why is that? Ain't boy Torah? This doesn't contravene the Torah whatsoever. And a bigger problem is, I must tell you, I'm not a mumche. I'm certainly not a mumche on the Erech Chaim HaKadosh. Erech Chaim HaKadosh, so that's over Niflo. Mitzvah Daiti, Mitzvah Yashiv. And I'm sure the Gdoidim is talking about that. So it's an interesting Erech Chaim HaKadosh. You know, there are some Yidden who will never go for a Shabbos without learning Erech Chaim HaKadosh on the Pasuk of the King's Day. Gdoidi Yisrael used to say Shurim Erech Chaim HaKadosh. So it's a Mavodik Pirush. A mother the computer. So the Chidush and Malkabi Chidush don't differ at all. So the Azoy. Why is it that we don't find anywhere that Yosef was Moichel's brothers? Never anywhere in Chumash is mentioned Moichel's brothers. He said, don't worry about it. In the hair, the boy, some of those things are mentioned. Zog Yosef bin der Moichel. And Rabbeinu Bachaya says that because he never said those words explicitly, that is why the ganzen Parsha Yidden get a Leiden, so that the Gemalchus came, again. If he would have said those words, the Parsha would finished. At the Snigger. They tell the Chayim Kodesh, why do we not find Jesus? So the Chayim Kodesh, is in Parsha, in Vayichi, next week, said, Parsha is Nun. Postik Yutches, Yutches. So there's a. The Tam Shaloi Mochalem, the reason why he wasn't Moichalem, or he didn't say he was Moichalem, Letzad Shivnei Noyach Ein Adol Tolib in Mechilosa. There is a possibility that the Yidden at that time, before the Torah was given, that they had a din of Bnei Noyach. But Bnei Noyach Nishtokim Mechilim. The Avraham Avinu was Moichel Avimelech, if you remember, he took his wife, he was Moichel. Rashi says, Mifurish, now with the Zorah Davkim, Lamed Aleph, is Avraham Avinu ben Noach, this is Rashi, now with the Zorah Davkim, and he had Moichel and Avimelech, he had Moichel and Avimelech, he had Moichel and Avimelech. Oh, but that's not my concern, it's not concern the second shtickle. Oh, yeah, Afila Yisrael, even if you say that they had a din of Yisrael, and by Yisrael, Mechila does help. So why wasn't he Moichel? So, and I read out his words. In Golav Yisrael Mechoroi, Ein Biyad Hanignav Lepotzel Leganav Mimovitz. But today, where a person was kidnapped and sold, that person cannot be Moichel to get them off the hook for the Chidens. The male, Yosef is kept Moichel's on. You made a Gneva, Moichel, to say, a Chet of Shemayim, so far, nothing can do about that. As you state, now, Rechaim, Kodesh Lechura, that they were guilty of Gneva, Mechira, Ad Kidei Kach, to say, a Chet of Shemayim, as Yosef, a Chet of Shemayim, so the Chashin Ahim was that, this is that Moish Moves, this is a Chet of Shemayim, I can't hear anything about that. We didn't run a Kodesh Lechura. So, it's going to come to Ich kann das andere machen. Weil ich tue es nur, Rechaim HaKodesh. Das ist der Wort gilt. Das ist ein Pelle, Freude, das kennst du. So. Was ist das, Leute? I don't want to keep you long. What disturbs me is the Medrash. And the Medrash writes to us, Ein boi maim, shul teure. And they're accused of doing something that's wrong with the Chura. Like we say, they can't be faulted up the Allah. But there is another problem, and I'm going to leave with this problem because I don't want to overstep my time. The Rambam writes clearly, that whilst you need Gomabu Mocham, Isamel Boy, Shamish Boy, all of his name, for the Chiv Moish Yumos, that you need, the Papa on the Shishmatod, Aber does not blind you to the fact that even Gneva by itself, or Mechira by itself, either of the two is over a lab in the Torah. Gonav is over a lab in the Torah, and Mechira is over a lab in the Torah. You need the combination of the two, together with the His Amagoy, to make a Moshumos. But even if you haven't got the conditions of His Amagoy and Shimosh and take Yichmi Sarah Roshus, how is it also that you only need for Moshumos. The Rambam says in Furish, I look ein in Cheskinah Tav Sim Mitzvah Metvo, that even Mechir on its own, and Gineva on its own, is a lab in the Torah. Oh, I was saying, then the brothers are not entirely off the hook. Because even if you say that there was no gun of a mocha because of the no Yisamer, they weren't the shamanage with Yosef Tzadik. Of a Genevam Zigimah, Mechidam Zigimah. So the Holocaust said, oh, you were laughing. Oh, you were laughing in the Torah. And it's not very nice to say that they shifted cover, oh, you were laughing in the Torah. But at the time, they meant well. But retrospectively, they found out it was all a terrible mistake. So they stole the kidnapped their brother. They made a Maisa Geneva. They made a Maisa Mechira. Without his hammer, of a Geneva, Mechira, Zima. He's a Chula, the Oiva, two laughing in the Torah. So I thought, good. Falav, Dach Mashim Shah. The Ramban writes at the beginning of Vayikra, that if you do a laugh the message, who was he said? What happens if a person does a lav b'shoigeg? B'shoigeg? Does he need kapora for a lav b'shoigeg? Salam is that what I'm kapora. This is a Ramban at the beginning of Alikra. Achid of Shnifla for the Ramban, of the Ramban is a lav. Ramban should say, if a person is over a lav b'shoigeg, ein kan shum nesiyas chet, ve ein tzorich ritzui klal. Wonderful to see that. The person is over a lab with shoigeg, a ken schlafen ruhig. Aber a vera of chayve krisus or something, chatos to hakob, a lab with shoigeg. Nearly, one can't take it away from the fact that the meiser, at the end of the day, what they did was certainly with shoigeg, even less than shoigeg. They considered that they were involved in a mitzvah in a Torah who we are to our own Mechimah because they had rid of this Yosef. It's a chum for Klal Yisrael. And we were done with the Shoyle, we were done with the Moedid Mamalchus, the Onus Aroide, their mensch, Tomish Lev, going to get rid of him. And there's a Bess and the Sassan Edim with Kapaskat. That's better than Shoygek. That's Mamish, you must to Ishtaftasan. And Mele, if I'm a Shoygek, says the Ramban, I laugh. There's no Nasir said for ain't sort of ritzy cloud. Koshkin on something where you're over a lab and you thought at the time that you're doing a mitzvah mamish is zich ain't sort of ritzy and you see it's chen and sort of ritzy. Ain't sort of kaporakia. But I have a little problem. The Yidens are full with problem. The Rambam writes in Hilchus Melachim that Ben Noyach who is over a lav of gezel, you know, if a guy of Ben Noach is over a lav of gezel, Chai Bis is one of the children of Ben Noach. But the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Yud, Hilchus Gneiva, if a Ben Noach is over a lav of gezel, while a mate is a mutter, oimer mutter, a mate mame gamene. She said, the Rambam Chai Bis, a Ben Noach is over a lav of gezel, which ever lives Ben Noach, and a mate is a mutter, Chayim Misa, the Shtigma. And we saw before, Slagrusa Shaila, to the Chim Teko Adedin of Bnei Noach, the Adedin of the Yisrael. The Chayim Kodesh, Dreitzachim, Dreitzachim. If you say, therefore, that the Chim Teko Adedin of Bnei Noach, then it's all very well to say that a Yid was over a lab to show you cake, ain't sort of kapora. Aber Ben Noach is over a lab and shaykh and I'm a mutter, the chai misa. So we're back to our problem again, because the ship that comes, the chai went zwei lab. In Mechiro, it's not one of the shaykh and it's from Neach. Aber in Eber, the chai have one of the shaykh and it's from Neach. He says that the ship they call, they had a dinner of Ben Noach, where over, so and I thought he was mutter to do, man. Ich mam is a chai, it's a chai misa, what it's a. Now look at the Rambam, and the Rambam says, why is a Ben Noach chayiv? if he's over the showing, if he's over the lab of Gezel by your mother, so to Shahoya Lilmud will learn along that. He's guilty, what have you thought he was mother? Go and find out, go and inquire. If she didn't inquire, so she'd hide me, sir. So he does pass for Samamish. Of a mahout by the shifting car, which a donor didn't have his Sanhedrin. And they pass in the lab, mention who he misses. Can't say some higher Lilmud will learn along that, go and learn that. Level on the clearman, doesn't the clock lock it. He was so, they certainly don't come under the heading of the Neuer Shahim Mutter, Hoyer Limit, the Rama, the Scottish Land, Frat, by the Shiptiko. And Neuer Luchura, Mechola Deus, can call of a Mocha, Zich, and he's over gewesen. And even the separate Yisurim, they're also not over, as a Yisrael, as a Kerem, you'll make a fin up them, it's here. I want to leave you with one mashal. When Yosef HaTzadik said to his brothers, I'm Yosef, and Roshuna Dikizach happened, Shteit and Medrash, they all died on the spot. All the brothers died on the spot. The shock of this confrontation, that Mamrish died. But which is the Gemash from Gishto? The brain is after him, Machai Mesim, all the brothers. One can understand that. When you're talking about Petivul and Gedoyle, Shivte, Kodah, Miastim, and Klav Yisrael, in one split second, they realized that their whole life, they'd be living with Torahs. They, with their own hands, had taken, done something which has never been recorded in Jewish history before, then and ever once in forever. The Genumina Bruder, mit Verkoit, and Mamish, and Kremis, and Snus, and Messiah, the Samus, Shunde, the Gabelos, and Gemach. So an Azam, mit Sadik, which is all now. The shock of the knowledge. And they came back to life. Traumatic is not the word. And then they thought themselves, evolved. So we've been living for 20-odd years with toys. They can't sell them. What have we been doing last 20 years? I led them from toys. Then they thought, and what are time because our father? God, if you think the psak is a psak, and you have to give the psak, it's like, what can I do if people have got the Agnes Nefesh in them? What is the psak? Obviously, give it up to us. So our father had been suffering Agnes Nefesh, the Duchish, and the others, for 20 years, was me among him. And it didn't end there. Because the father, says Shem Chazal, that the whole time that Yosef Yankel Vinum Zavu, he had no Shechina. The Shechina left him. So he had the Shechina, what Yankel Vinum could have done with the Shechina for 20 years, the world would have been different. So Yankel Vinum was with Zav for 20 years, Meshunah to get Zav, thinking he's going to go to Gehenna, Meshunah to darkness, no Shechina, no contact with the Rebbein Yisroel, I can't tell him. We can understand that the Bidders and Mamash Meshugigivu. Oh, sorry. So he now sends them home. The one thing I would say they can't do is yet some sits and learn. Can we yet sit and learn? You know, I don't know about you, but if I've got a little bit of a toothache or a pain in my big toe, it's much better to learn. I can just concentrate and learn. Maybe learn himself word of subtil and something. Oh, but my irons are misastic. Learning and learning, cashes with solution, if my ganze goof is full with you soon, I can't just do it. So why did Yosef need to turn to his brothers after gone through such an experience and tell them, I want to tell you something. Don't get too involved in halacha. Make it involved in halacha. Ich bin mishugeh mit sich. I've just gone up from Tirsa Mason. I've just come out of the grave. Let's be living and learning. It tells us, Mizan, and nish the sheep they call. Yosef HaTzadik knew that his brothers without learning can be shlim. So he knew his brothers, whatever they've gone through, whatever Agmas Nefesh they had, whatever trauma they've gone through, could yet come out of the grave of the Mizrach Waters with Alas Avon Kol. So Yankiv knew his brothers, and knew despite everything they'd gone through, well, I think that it's in the hacking of the Chaims and the Boch Bears with the Shimon's house with the hacking into them. So he gave us. Can this happen? He had to tell his brothers, Kinder Abidalach, I know what you've gone through, but I know what you're going to do. You're going to go home and it's going to be involved with that choice of our receivers from the hill of the earth, like God of the Mocha, the Chef, the Clavis, Malti, ask yourself. Nishnachenweg. Oh, but he knew his brothers. So from those few words alone, one sees what type of people they were. That he had to tell them, to warn them, and to advise them. Don't be miyagei and learn, yes. But he knew without his warning, with all that they've gone through, everybody got his time. Not now while you're journeying. Now is a dangerous time to do that. When you get home, can sleep and learn. Does he the breeder? Does he the shifty call? The miastim of Clarissa.